You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
The beautiful sounds of Mariah Carey, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards on the Political Cesspool. Happy to have you along. This is the broadcast for June 23rd, and we do have Mariah Carey wishing James Edwards a happy birthday. I tried to get Frankie Valli to do it. The problem is Frankie Valli started singing Happy Birthday Baby, and I wasn't really sure I wanted Frankie singing Happy Birthday Baby to James. I thought that was probably the place for James's wife to get that done, so I held off on that. Nevertheless, I'm filling in because James Edwards' birthday was yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And so he's out. His wife and his family planned a special event for him this evening. He will be joining us, though, for the second and third hour, I should say, the last 2 hours of the program. I'm going to fill in for the first hour and kind of shorten the time he's going to be on the radio. But he's been having some epic events. I called him earlier. He was out swimming with his children, just having a phenomenal time. So here's how it is. I'm in studio taking care of business. I'm going to be talking about hardcore topics like immigration for the first hour. We need to really catch you up on what's going on there with the dishonesty of the mainstream press, etc. And I thought I'd tell you where the different members of the staff are. So James is spending time with his family for his birthday that was yesterday. And I'm trying to figure out, is James half of Eddie's age yet? Just wondering. Speaking of Eddie, the bombardier was going ballistic on a bicycle, and he was going super fast. And I guess somehow the front brakes locked up. Witnesses say it was like he hit a brick wall. I talked to Eddie. He thought a demon got him or something. Nevertheless, he hit the pavement. He's got a bunch of road rash, and he had to go to the VA. And when I called Eddie and said, "Hey, are you all right, buddy?" He said, "I almost expired, Sam." So we are absolutely grateful to have Eddie Miller still with us, and he's recovering, so he's not in tonight. And Keith Alexander, we're trying to engineer a comeback for him. We'll talk about that. There's some behind-the-scenes details that you may not know. And so just keep that in mind, that there's going to be some updates on that in the weeks to come. But not tonight. Tonight, James is going to party with his family and join all of you. Believe it or not, he wants to celebrate his birthday weekend with the Political Cesspool family. If that's not dedication from a talk show host treating us as family, I don't know what is. But to come in and spend time with us on his birthday weekend. So that's going on. That'll be the next 2 hours, and he's got some cool stuff for you. I don't want to blow it and give it away in advance. Nevertheless, I want to talk about some very hardcore topics. Let's just jump right in. I'm not known for my old patience and finesse. I'm a little known. Well, I'm kind of like the bombardier a little bit. I just let her rip. That's how it is for me. The mainstream press is absolutely, completely, unequivocally lying to you. And their lying is beyond a fake news idea. Fake news is we might disagree about the facts, or fake news might be they see things differently than we do, or fake news might mean they made a mistake and got it wrong. This is beyond fake news, ladies and gentlemen, to where I'm starting to call it criminal propaganda news. I kid you not. And it's all over this issue called immigration. And they literally have been attacking Donald Trump, telling you how evil President Trump is, saying President Trump is so evil, he's literally ripping children away from the arms of their parents at the border. And he is hostily taking the parents, throwing them in jail, and giving the children away to unknown places, and they'll never be united again. It's absolutely horrible. And evil Donald, he's just cranked this up because he hates Mexicans. He thinks they're all animals. And this is the narrative that the mainstream press is pitching, and it's an absolute blatant 100% lie. And I'm going to prove it to you as the broadcast unfolds this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot trust your media when they, I'm telling you right now, when they speak, they lie. And it's beyond this mistaken lie, confusion, differences of opinion. It is an absolute blatant false propaganda agenda on full display. And they've got caught multiple times. Let's take the Time Cover magazine to start out. U.S. officials now say girl on Time magazine cover is not even separated from mom. I kid you not. So they show a photo of a little girl looking up, just crying, just crocodile tears melting down, the idea of being separated from mom. Now, they digitally put Donald Trump into the photo. That's the first telltale that they're manipulating reality. But it turns out the author of the photo literally knew that mom and baby did not get separated because the author of the photo, the creator of the photo, literally saw mom get reunited with baby or child seconds after the crying photo was taken. And the author of the photo saw mom and child drive off together in a Border Patrol SUV to be taken to a place where they could stay. And the author of the photo not only knew the truth, but said nothing and let the media run with the lie. And it finally took the father of the mother and child from Honduras to say, wait a minute, that photo's bogus. Mom and daughter were never divided. Just for a second, as people were milling around, the poor child scared and, oh, mommy's right over here idea. You might get your kid even more lost than that at Walmart, folks, is the point. Well, it took the father from Honduras, who knows the truth about what actually is going on, to force the mainstream press to tell the truth. And finally, the reporter came forward and said, yeah, the mainstream press got it wrong. The truth is, I knew that the mother and daughter were just separated for a second, not intentionally, but were united and driven off together. I saw it all happen. But it took the father in Honduras to tell the truth. Now, you would say, why would the father in Honduras tell the truth? Because the rest of the world knows the truth. The United States American citizens are absolutely betrayed and lied to by the criminal press. It's not even the dishonest press anymore because it borders on criminal activity, literally painting a false narrative. Now, on that photo, the mainstream press put together, you know, Facebook and all these other groups. They raised over $18 million to supposedly reunite parents and children that have been hostily separated by the evil Donald. Can you believe this propaganda, ladies and gentlemen? It's at a feverish pitch. I will spend the rest of the hour breaking this reality down for you. So we got a bunch of things going on. Eddie's in recuperation mode. Keith's engineering a comeback. Sam Bushman on your radio. James Edwards celebrates happy birthday. And we'll break down the truth and hold the mainstream press accountable on your radio on the political cesspool.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Celebrate your day in style.
Happy birthday.
Tonight I wanna see you smile. Your whole life is in front of you. You've only just begun. So happy birthday. The best is yet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. It is James's birthday weekend. He had his birthday yesterday. So if you get a minute, send him a card, send him a little note by email and wish him a happy birthday. And he will be in for the next couple of hours. I'll do the first hour and then he'll jump on the radio with you folks. He wants to spend some of his birthday weekend with what he considers to be the political cesspool family. I commend him for that. It's real. When he says that we're a family, he means it. He spends time on his special days. That's dedication, folks. All right, I'm talking about immigration and how hardcore it really is. And ladies and gentlemen, U.S. officials are admitting now that the girl on the Time magazine cover was never separated from her mom. And the guy that took the photo knew it full well and let his photo accompany false news stories, literally criminalistic news stories, because they raised $18 million on this lie. To supposedly unite children and parents. It took the father from Honduras to level and force the truth to come out on this. He said, that's bogus. It isn't true. They were never separated. Why would he do that? Why would the father from Honduras even care? Because the rest of the world knows the truth. And here's the truth that you need to know. Okay? You need to understand a couple of things about this. Many families, especially those from countries in Central America and other places that are plagued with violence, criminal activity, gang violence, horrible economies, just absolutely no chance for quality of life whatsoever. I mean, these countries are just absolute third world disasters. All right. And so there's a headline, even in the New York Times, that admits to this, folks. If you don't believe me, even the liberal propaganda news has realized they've built a bridge too far that there's no way back from their lies. And so you've got the New York Times and others hedging their bets to try to have some sensibilities, some desperate attempt not to get caught in the melee of lies. So the New York Times writes an article called Fleeing Peril. Parents accept risks at borders, writes the New York Times. Right now. So what happens is these parents in these third world countries realize that it's so horrible. There's just desperation in the streets. I mean, you can smell the desperation. It's so horrible. And they literally would rather send their little daughters, 10, 12, 14 years old, that young, old enough just to be able to possibly have their senses enough about them to travel on their own. And they literally give these girls birth control, knowing full well that the girl will most likely be raped on her way to the United States, or killed, never make it, or sold into prostitution and sex slavery and trafficking. But they say, these parents from these other countries, you can study stories around this or about this around on the internet and around the world. And they say, you know what? It's a horrible chance, but it's better than life here. And so they literally give these girls birth control and they literally send them knowing full well they'll get raped and pillaged and plundered and abused. But if they can possibly make it to the United States, if they can possibly get to and across the border, they will have the best chance for an opportunity at a realistic good life that they will ever get. And so rather than admit that reality of the horrors that are happening in these third world countries, the mainstream press blames it on the Donald as if he's just caging these children. Oh my gosh, look at the cages that all these kids are in. Look at the separation that Donald is forcing on everyone. How horrible. Nancy Pelosi and others are saying, literally, we got to have, you know what, complete open borders. Just let the third world take over America. I mean, she's absolutely on crack. She's crazy. She either does not care about America. Pretty interesting. Donald's wife said, I don't really care, on her shirt, highlighting that the mainstream press doesn't even care about the truth here. But nevertheless, these parents do get it. They know that the MS-13 gangs and others are so ruthless, so violent, that the sex trade and sex trafficking and slavery of little girls and boys is so epic of a problem, so gargantuan, so encompassing in these third world, I'm going to call them heck holes. I'm going to back Donald on this, that they know full well any chance at the United States is the best chance of a decent life they will ever have. So the mainstream press lies and acts like this is a new Donald program. Donald's doubling down and separating everybody and just abusing children. All right. Bruce Springsteen even talked about this. And he says how abusive and how horrible Donald's policy is. It's irresponsible and it's child abuse. You go listen to, what's his song about the USA? Born in the USA. And it's a racist-filled song as well. Nevertheless, I digress. I return to the narrative, which is the mainstream press acts like Donald came up with this program. It's been going on ever since Reagan granted amnesty back in the 80s. And it's been Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. It's been George Bush. And now it's Trump. And Trump is the only one that's willing to blow up the status quo and do something about it. And he tried to stand strong on the zero tolerance policy. He tried to stand strong on backing the law. His family abused him. His own party abused him to where he created an executive order and said, okay, we're not going to divide these people anymore. But if you really want to know the truth, I'm going to paint the blatant in-your-face narrative so that you get it. If Donald was the evil person that they say he is, let me tell you what he would do at the border. Are you ready? Listen up and listen carefully. If Donald was as evil as they say, here's what he would do. He would arrest the parents that appear at our border, and he would call them enemy combatants. And he would toss them in a prison, never to be released. And he would say, these people are war criminals. They're terrorists. They're trying to breach our border, our sovereignty. And I'm going to call them enemy combatants, and they'll never, ever, ever, ever have a trial based on the NDAA laws that we have in America and based on international enemy combatant law. And these parents will never see the light of day of freedom again, ever. And since these children have not crossed our border yet, we did not allow them entrance into the United States, we're going to leave these lost children on the Mexican side of the border to fend for themselves. Now, don't tell me Donald couldn't do that, folks, because he could. And if Donald was evil like they're saying, that's what he would be doing. He would say, I don't care about the children. They're not my responsibility. I'm not doing anything about them. Hey, tough beans, they should have never come to the border in the first place. They should fend for themselves. But no. No, no, no. What Donald's doing is doing his best to intake literally an assault on our border. And he's doing his best to give these children places to go. And you could say, well, Sam, haven't you seen these cages, the propaganda on the mainstream press? I agree. It's kind of a stockade. It's not a perfect place for children. But I'm telling you, compared to being on the streets in these foreign third world cesspool nations, it's an absolute blessing to be here, to get clothing, to have a decent opportunity and a chance at life while paperwork and other things are processed and while decisions are made. It's a blessing to be off the streets and not be raped and pillaged and plundered and sex trafficked and everything else. It's a blessing to leave the Mexican side of the border. Have you gone to the Mexican side of the border with the United States before, ladies and gentlemen? You don't believe me, but I'm telling you right now, it is brutal. Go across the border from El Paso, Texas. There's a huge city on that side of the border, right? It is an absolute disaster place. It's violent. It's wild. It's crazy. What do they call that? Juarez? Colonia Juarez? Is that what it is? That city is brutal, ladies and gentlemen. And so if Donald didn't care, he would leave those children to fend for themselves on the Mexican side of the border and never gain them entrance or take care of them at all. But I'll just tell you, in addition to the lie about the girl, the lie about the narrative, the lack of knowledge about what's really happening in these cesspool countries, I've got more for you, folks. The mainstream press has gone to the criminal side. They're out of control. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. I hate to rain on James's birthday, but this is the truth, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.independence.org. leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, a big shout out to James Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. Happy birthday, brother. They say it's my birthday too, yeah. Well, you know what? My birthday's coming up pretty quick on July the 4th, believe it or not. My name is Uncle Sam, and it is my birthday on July the 4th. So we're all celebrating our birthdays, ladies and gentlemen. You should celebrate yours, too.
Yes, we're going to a party, party. Yes, we're going to a party, party. Yes, we're going to
while we're going to a party, ladies and gentlemen, the immigrants are suffering. And while they suffer, the mainstream press lies, 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 ladies and gentlemen. They're absolutely have gone to the criminal dark side with this one. I mean, they got caught literally lying. They've raised all kinds of money by their deception. I mean, it is beyond fake news now, ladies and gentlemen. So these parents understand how horrible it is, and they'll take a chance. They'll send their stories about sending the 9-year-old boy with a phone number written on his shirt in hopes that he'll make it to the United States. And when he gets a chance, somebody that will take him in or somebody that will give him a hope, maybe the United States government or whatever, might give the parents a call and say, your son is here and he's safe or whatever. They know how horrible it is in these cesspool countries. And they know full well that anything that Americans do for them will be better than what they've got. And Donald is not putting them in a cage. That's been happening forever. And you can call it a cage, or you can say we're doing the best we can to deal with the absolute assault on our border. And I realize the conditions aren't perfect, but they're temporary in nature. We're doing the best we can. And these people, remember, have come from these other countries, and they've literally spent, what, months on the road? Maybe brought by coyotes that bring criminals from country to country that traffic in children for a fee. Who knows how they got here? But these kids have spent out alone in the very hostile world. And now they come and they get a place where they can be. It's kind of fenced in like a little bit of a prison, but it's all the intent. We're giving them a place to be while we figure this out. We're giving them food. We're giving them clothing. We're keeping them, giving them blankets and medical attention and everything else. And it's literally lied about Donald Trump, saying that he's evil and that he's causing all these problems. He is not accepting the narrative that's been going on for decades, multiple administrations. Now, believe it or not, here's the facts. Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. Obama detained thousands of immigrants, children. He kept them in cages. If we're going to use cages for Donald, we got to use cages for Barack Hussein. Lawsuits are now accusing the Barack Obama administration of inhumane conditions in these, quote, what do you call them, detainment facilities? Right. And so Barack Obama's guilty of the same thing but worse, because Barack didn't do anything about it. Now he's getting sued over it. Donald Trump is trying to do something about it, folks. But the families understand what's going on here, and the American people are being lied to. It's all a relative discussion. If your child is being sex slave trafficked by criminals and gangs and thugs in a foreign nation, and they come to America and they get put in a fenced area, and they get food and medical attention and clothing and a chance at life, how is that, as they're saying, Donald's just abusing them? If Donald really wanted to leave them to the wolves, he would just simply take the parents away, call them criminals, use the terrorism laws so they don't have a chance at any trial or anything else, And he would literally leave the children on the Mexican side of the border. You go to the Mexican side of the border, ladies and gentlemen, across from El Paso, Texas. It's called Juarez. It's a huge, violent, crazy city. And you tell me that Donald should leave those immigrants there. And all I'm telling you is they attack Donald as if he's evil. So they want you to believe that Donald's confused or that there's this disjointed, evil, hate-filled policy. But the truth is, the Family Research Council, believe it or not, wrote an incredible article to put the set the record straight on this. The article they wrote is entitled, Media Separated from Reality on the Border. Boy, howdy is the media separated from reality on the border. They are not only separated from reality, they are intentionally, with full knowledge, painting an absolute hostile, hate-filled, criminalistic, false agenda, false narrative, letting the American people believe in what's not even accurate or factual at all. Now, I'm not defending Donald completely, but I'm making the point that you got to be honest and true in the news. You got to talk about who. Well, the who ranges from hardcore criminals to innocent people. Where? At our border, which we have an obligation to uphold the laws regarding. Right? Now, let me talk about a different border, because I want to know why we're not holding these other people responsible. Okay? We're going to blame Donald. Why don't we blame Mexico? Mexico lets their southern border get breached. They let criminals and sex and drug traffickers and coyotes and who knows who cross their whole country to then come into the United States. What about all these other countries that have so much violence and trouble in their nations that people want to flee no matter how bad it could get in America? It can't be worse than what they've already got. So they're willing to take extreme chances. Look at the people coming out of Cuba. They're literally willing to get on a raft, knowing full well that, you know what, there's a great chance they won't even make it. But they come anyway. Why do they come? Because they know full well that America has given more freedom and more stability and more safety and more prosperity and more good to anybody who comes here, no matter how they got here. That is beyond debate to anybody honest with themselves. All right? So why aren't we blaming Mexico? Why aren't we blaming these other countries? Right? Right, now let's talk about the northern border, because we have two borders. I know you got Sea to Shining Sea, right? But you got another border called the United States-Canadian border, right? Now, they're not talking about that border, but things are going down on that border too. Did you know that? They're not telling you that, are they? But it's true. Things are going down on that border. Now, the border between the United States and Canada is the longest border in the world. And it's not always well-marked either. Did you know that? All right, so there's a girl. She's from France. And she got a visa and came to visit her mother in Canada. And she was jogging up near British Columbia. As far as I understand, she didn't know where she was, and she crossed the border into the United States. By the way, that border is not even marked, folks. She had no idea she crossed it. She stopped to take a picture of the beautiful landscape. Border Patrol agents from the United States of America came to her and said, you are in the United States and you crossed the border illegally. They literally arrested her. They put her in a detainment center for a couple of weeks. And it took her mother and her weeks to sort out the problem. She thought she could explain she was confused and they'd go, no harm, no foul, ma'am. Go ahead, go back. Or maybe she'd get a little fine. Oh, no, no such luck. Hardcore accountability for this poor girl. She was a French girl that had visited her mother in Canada. Now, why are we treating that girl so harshly? It doesn't make the mainstream press. She didn't even want to be in the United States. She just didn't realize where she was. She was willing to go back. She wasn't looking for anything from the United States. But you ignore that one, and you focus on the little girl that's crying, missing her mother, and her mother's not even gone story. What's up with that? The border between the United States and Canada is not even well marked, folks, in many, many places. How come we're not talking about that? All right. Now, let's talk about young children taken from their parents, shall we? because that's the narrative here and how evil that is, right? Well, I don't know if you know, but governments do that all the time, including the United States government has done that forever for a variety of reasons. And it's not just illegal aliens that's happening to. That happens to American citizens by the thousands, hundreds or thousands at least, every single day. Young children are taken from their parents. It doesn't just happen to immigrants. The New York Times is even admitting this. Do you see how the mainstream press, at least the partial credible ones of them, they're trying to backtrack and write stories in the background to try to create cover for what they know will be exposed lies. But I kid you not. Why does it happen to people in the United States? Well, family services says dad's not very kind, or mother's in jail and gets arrested and has to be separated from children. Mother gets pregnant in prison. They take the child away. I mean, there's a homeschooling your children can get your kids taken away. Maybe not vaccinating your children can get your kids taken away. It happens to American citizens all the time. How come that's not being talked about, folks?
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Tears and sorrow in the air, people dying everywhere. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Beautiful, wonderful, yes?
Happy birthday, James Edwards. You are listening to Sam Bushman live on Political Cesspool, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking care of the first hour. James Edwards will be in for the next 2 hours, though, so hang tight for that. It's coming up. He wants to celebrate part of his birthday weekend with you, our faithful Political Cesspool listeners. I'm talking about the border problems that we face. They're lying. They're blaming it on Donald. And like I said, if Donald wanted to be hostile, he would literally take the parents away, charge them as enemy combatant terrorists, and never let them see the light of day. He would then leave the children on the Mexican side of the border to fend for themselves. But Donald's doing no such thing. Barack Obama put them in cages. Lawsuits are now accusing the Barack Obama administration of mistreatment on this very discussion now. Donald Trump, the only one willing to truly look at this and change the status quo. He should be given a kudos. Not an abuse ticket. Wow. All right. Young children taken from their parents. It doesn't just happen to immigrants, like I was saying before the break. It happens to American citizens all the time. Right? You drive down the road and your kid's not in the car seat. For some reason, the kid unbuckles themselves and somebody else in America rats on their fellow citizen to the government. Big Daddy comes and, ooh, you're not fit to raise your child, says your government. And they take children away for a variety of reasons. We've seen over and over in the news, you know, government wants to give kid chemotherapy. Parents go, no, we want to look for natural solutions. Government says, oh, no, you don't. All right? The government thinks it's God, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely out of control. Now, why is government so dysfunctional is the real question. All right? Trump, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, keeps falling short of many of his promises. And at first you could blame Donald, but when you really study what's going on, it's very hard to blame the president. Trump does fall short of keeping his promise to make beautiful deals that no other president could make. He's the ultimate deal maker, 17 months in office, and literally he's done a lot of good, but it's been an exercise in futility. He can't get the promise done to build the wall. Right? He's the art of the deal president, but he can't make any deals. Why? Because Congress is stuck on stupid. We need a new initiative called Operation Congressional Accountability. Something like that. All I'm telling you is they are absolutely dysfunctional. They had the chance to pass some border reform, immigration reform, whatever you want to call it, and they literally failed one vote, and they had to put the next vote on hold till next week, to the point where Donald's like, give up, pass it after the Christmas break. You guys are a failure. Donald's point is well taken. What can you get done when you have out of control, belligerent, psychotic judges that are activists from the bench? They ought to be impeached. It all comes down to behavior. What on earth are the Congress critters doing? They're not representing us, right? I want to have zero tolerance at the border. I don't want illegals crossing our border. And I want to blame the countries like Mexico that are causing it. Why is Mexico letting its border get breached on the south? Literally becoming a conduit to the United States. Why are we allowing Mexico to do that? And why isn't the media focusing on this reality? You got drug cartels in bed with slave traders, in bed with sex traffickers, coyotes, all these ne'er-do-wells. Evil preying on little children everywhere, and all they do is blame Donald. Believe it or not, Michelle Obama didn't even visit some of these facilities when she was the quote first lady. Now, Melania Trump has gracefully visited many of them. The difference is absolutely striking, and it is not lost on the media, ladies and gentlemen. They know full well the truth, but they don't care. They lie. They have a criminal agenda, which is to destroy the United States. By the way, they say there's a tipping that just took place. And for the first time, more states have more whites dying than being born. Did you know that? 26 states now, we've reached a tipping point. More white people are dying than being born. And now it's a matter of time till whites become a minority because of this reality check that I'm pointing out right now. Why are we ignoring that? When we literally let the mainstream press criminally lie regarding the border. and deceive the people. I hold these foreign nations responsible, and I hold Congress responsible. Congress is the one responsible to make laws that relate to national security. The president has rightly called it a national security issue and rightly called it a human dignity issue, and both of them are at stake, and our Congress fails us. And then when Congress is unable to take any action because they're so compromised by lobbyists and the mainstream press, and they're so unable to keep their oaths of office, then the courts betray us and sell us down the river. And Donald left holding the bag because he who owns the media makes the rules, and we the people can't call a spade a spade. I don't know that anybody's speaking out as boldly and as nobly and as independently on this topic as I am. We need to truly focus on reality here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, I don't care who comes to America. You can talk to blacks coming as slaves. You can talk to Mexicans coming by struggling to get here via the methods that I've already described. You could talk about any way somebody gets here. Once they get to the land of the free, the home of the brave, it is a blessing to be here. That doesn't mean I'm endorsing some of the evil ways they ended up here. It's merely pointing out the fact that cannot be ignored, that once they get here, we give them a better opportunity than anybody else has anywhere ever. And if I say that I want whites to have replacement levels, they tell you that I'm a white supremacist, that I'm evil. I'm going to go further than James Edwards does on the politicalcesspool.org website. They say one of their goals at the political cesspool, I should say we say one of our goals at the political cesspool, is to have replacement levels for the white race, for the European American. I want to go bolder than that and take a page out of the biblical text and say, I think we should multiply and replenish the earth. That law has never been rescinded. That commandment of God has never been rescinded. When are we, the whites, going to stand up and have babies? I want more than replacement levels, ladies and gentlemen. I want to multiply and replenish the earth. That's what Heavenly Father God has asked us to do. Are we going to take him seriously? If we do, we'll be blessed. And we may not be displaced and become a minority in our own country. We might be blessed. In fact, God says if we turn to him and keep his commandments, like multiply and replenish the earth, he will heal our land and protect us. Do you think he can protect us from the criminal alien element that's coming into America? Now, don't let the mainstream press lie to you. I'm not calling all Mexicans criminals, only the ones that are criminals. All right? But when you think of the drug cartels, when you think of the desperation that exists the second you go south of our border, the more you begin to understand the truth. Now, don't get me wrong. There's good people that live in Mexico, and some of them have a great life. If you have money in some of these countries, you do okay. Why? Because you can put up your own, quote, border wall or fence around your community or your home, or you can have guards, or you can, et cetera, et cetera. These people don't have that. But it's going to get in America if we allow this to continue, where pretty soon only the rich who have plenty of money for armed guards and or secure communities will be safe. We will have our nation become like these nations these people are desperately fleeing from. Do you want that, my fellow Americans? If you do not, it would behoove us to truly stand up for this issue and speak out boldly, directly, and clearly. We don't hate anyone. But we also will not ignore the truth. We need to have borders in America. That is called the rule of law. And if we embrace the rule of law, we can provide a blessing for many, many, many for years to come. But I have to strategically decide who I can help with my limited resources. If I were to take my bank account and give a dollar to everybody that crosses the border today, I'd be broke in a day or two. Absolutely broke, and I wouldn't help anybody ever again, because now I'd be brought down to their level, broke and penniless. On the other hand, if I wisely, methodically, appropriately plan my support, I can help for days and months and years to come. And that's what we need to do in America, ladies and gentlemen. We need to toughen the borders. We need to praise Donald Trump for his efforts, and we need to do our very best to be honest and open and clear about what's really happening here. And I'm sorry to bring up such a very difficult, contentious topic on James's birthday. I'd rather be with my family partying as well. My birthday's coming up. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? We're talking about the birthright of America. Are we going to throw it away to illegal activity, to lawbreakers and people who care not for our ways, for our beliefs, for our culture, for our God? Are we going to just throw it all and throw our birthright away for a mess of pottage or porridge? Are we going to do that, folks? I pray we do not. I, for one, will sound the clarion call to reject that tyranny, that anarchy, because that's what it turns out to be. I know they wrap it in the flag and make you feel patriotic about it, but it's an absolute criminalistic lie. I stand for God, family, and country. I stand to protect life, liberty, and property, and pray you will join us in this sacred cause. James will be with us the next 2 hours. Thanks for listening to the Political Cesspool radio program.
Another hour of the Political Cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.